after the in the Second World War, the rabbi of Rome, a man by the name of Toev, was protected by the Pope. He was one of the Pope's Jews. The Pope always has to guarantee that there'll be Jews at the end, so the Pope keeps a few under his protection. They're called the Pope's Jews. Usually they were the Jews who lived in the Jewish quarter next to the Vatican. And he was saved from the Nazis when the Nazis deported the 17,000 Jews from Rome. Toef and a few others were saved. After the war, he converted to Christianity. He became a Roman Catholic. With his conversion, the Roman Jewish community was destroyed and has not been rebuilt. When in the 1400s, there was a famous debate, at Tortosa in the year 1413 and 1414. At Tortosa was a debate where 180 rabbis participated in the debate against the Roman, against hundreds of Christian scholars. The leader of the Jewish side, the leader of the Jewish debating squad, was the famous Rabbi Joseph Albo, the author of the Sefer HaIkarim, the Book of Principles, a well-known book of ethics and Jewish philosophy, a book that is still used today. Out of the 180 rabbis, it's not clear, but over 100 converted. Now that's a pretty severe blow to the Jewish community. If you send, you know, man, imagine the Balabatim paid for the expenses yet, right? Send your rabbi to, you know, to Miami Beach for a month, and he writes you back and says, you know, he became Father John overnight, right? On your money, on your time. That can be disheartening. And that type of climate only encouraged the Christians to greater efforts. So really you have that the screw gets turned tighter and tighter. And it became hard to withstand the pressure that was exerted. Also, for the first time, you have very severe economic measures imposed against the Jews in Spain. In the Middle Ages, I have to say a few words about the church generally, so again we have an appreciation of the difficulties that we're encountering here. The difficulties of the church itself. She has an excellent chapter on it, by the way, Barbara Tuchman, in her book A Distant Mirror, the story of the calamitous 14th century. She has really an excellent chapter upon the difficulties of the church. But the difficulties of the church are as follows. The church has as an ideal poverty. Poverty is one of the vows that a clergyman in the church takes upon himself or herself. Now, when you stop to think of it, most people don't want to be poor. However we define poverty. Poverty is always having less than my neighbor. So somebody in our block bought a Jaguar and instantly we are all poor. I don't mean the car, I mean the Jaguar. So the church has a vow of poverty. Poverty is an exalted state. But nobody wanted to be poor. So the church set up an ideal that was contrary to human nature. The church said celibacy is an ideal.